Welcome to the PHP Serverless News Podcast with your host, Bob Bloom. A production of South LaSalle. Welcome to my 15th episode of PHP Serverless News, IBM Object Storage, Google Cloud Run Workers, MCP Servers on Lambda. Today is Tuesday, July 22nd, 2025. PHP Serverless News is serverless news with a PHP point of view, with an eye on overall trends. This is your podcast host, Bob Bloom. I'm currently publishing a 5-minute episode weekly on Tuesdays, which seems to be working out very well and is likely to be my permanent production schedule for the show. It is with deep gratitude that I express my thanks to my intrepid sponsors of my PHP serverless project, of which this podcast is a part of, Toga Erkan and Luke Galea. Links referenced in this episode are listed in my notes at phpserverlessnews.com episode 15. You can listen to this podcast on my website, RSS, Spotify, Apple, and YouTube. Going through the links this week, there is certainly a lot of AI, product announcements, alliances, startups, etc. There's some interesting things that are marginally related to serverless in general, with nothing specifically to do with PHP, that I was contemplating shoehorning into this week's show, but there's no real connection. And there are about half a dozen of these things. Yes, serverless is yesterday's somewhat forgotten hot trend, but serverless is now a mature industry. The pace is slower now. I would probably rename this podcast to PHP Serverless Tidbits instead of PHP Serverless News, because what I did come across lacked the epic sense of the AI headlines, but did seem worthy of mention. I don't think you're going to believe this, but I enjoyed going through IBM.com this week. I can't quite put my finger on it, so to speak. I get a particular vibe. They are very targeted in what they were doing. They know what they want to do. They know what they want to achieve. The impression I get is that IBM understands where they are in the cloud market. They know they're not a leader in the sense of, if we think of Microsoft and AWS, but they are a perennial industry competitor. IBM used to be one of the 30 stocks in the Dow Jones, and I had assumed time had passed Big Blue by, and that they were a long, long since delisted from the Dow. Whoa, wrong. IBM is indeed one of the 30 stocks. In fact, IBM enjoys the fourth longest tenure as a component of the Dow, added in 76. Procter & Gamble was added in 1932, ExxonMobil in 1928, United Technologies in 1939. 3M joined the Dow in the same year as IBM. I was wondering, IBM might be a signal of what the serverless industry is doing. They have the internal resources to do whatever they decide to do, and IBM looks very intent on maintaining its competitive position in the cloud marketplace. IBM announced its One Rate plan on July 1st. My take is that this announcement is a signal of an active overall industry push to lower storage costs, object storage costs. Materially, AI is the impetus, serverless is the beneficiary. From the product announcement, many enterprises, ISVs, and partners build solutions on cloud object storage to serve large volumes of end-user data through fixed-price services. For clients storing data on high activity and data transfer over public endpoints, cost predictability is essential. Leading cloud providers, I love that term, today still charge for storage, data access, and egress on public networks separately. This piecemeal model creates unpredictable costs, The One Rate plan on IBM Cloud Storage offers a single monthly rate per gigabyte of stored data with no separate charges for retrieval, API requests, or data transfer within generous built-in allowances. In late June, Google announced Cloud Run Worker Pools. This announcement is directly about serverless. Looking for the ease of use and scalability of serverless without being limited to HTTP request-driven workloads? Cloud Run Worker Pools provide the same elasticity and high-quality developer experience as Cloud Run services, but are designed for non-request workloads. Worker Pools are ideal for pool-based use cases like processing messages from PubSub or Kafka and other back-end processing. Google's Cloud Run is a managed compute platform that lets you run containers on top of Google's scalable infrastructure. You can deploy code in any programming language on Cloud Run if you can build a container image for it. This is a pre-GA offering. General availability. So you can run PHP on it, I'm quite sure. Now, I want to put you onto an article that I came across titled, "I tried running an MPC server on AWS Lambda. Here's what happened." The reason is because it relates a progression of how this developer approached this, culminating into a solution. Not a PHP solution, but noteworthy of mention nonetheless. The author is an AWS serverless hero. So my assumption, and it's only an assumption, is that the author was able to get help from ABS, so this code would presumably have some authority to it. I have no idea, just an assumption. The progression this author went through started as a shit show, went from a shit show to a new blog post dated July 16th, titled "Serverless MCP on AWS, Lambda versus Fargate for Agentic AI Workloads." In this post, you will learn how to build production-grade remote MCP servers on AWS using both serverless and container-based approaches, the GitHub repository MCP template with full IAC test CI/CD pipeline and documentation. Oh, a quote. "Running MCP servers on Lambda functions is a mixed bag at the moment. There's no official Lambda MCP support from either AWS or Anthropic. The protocol was initially designed to be streamable using SSE, and long-running stateless is now supported. There has always been the assumption that it is a server, so we need to open a socket and wait for messages. However, that's not the experience with Lambda. It's not a server, but a function. It is short-lived, 15 minutes maximum. Provides different DevEx, which is not server-like, unlike Fargate ECS and its containers. This post concludes that for now, I would choose either Fargate ECS or Lambda with a web adapter plus fast MCP, letting cost and traffic patterns become the deciding factors. If this is your cup of tea, I think this is a fantastic post. Thank you for listening to my 15th episode of my PHP serverless news. IBM Object Storage, Google Cloud Run Workers, MCP servers on Lambda. My next episode is scheduled for Tuesday, July 29. You have been listening to a South LaSalle production. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of South LaSalle, Bob Bloom, nor of the organizations represented. Links and materials discussed on air are available in the show notes for this show. Information contained herein have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but are not guaranteed. Podcasts are released under copyright. Rights are reserved. Email correspondence to the attention of Bob Bloom at bob.bloom@lasallesoftware.ca.